Okay, so now we're going to talk about step four. Listen, your life, how long you've been in the Lord, has been either partly productive or zero productive or whatever, and it's probably because you've been not always walking in the perfect will of God. It's probably because, I'm being nice, because you're being led by other people's agendas and not by the Lord's agenda. The Lord's trying to organize His perfect will in your life, and you're going after second, third, and fourth level, and you're hardly getting really anything done. You know, I know a lot of people, they start praying in tongues, they get excited, they get energized, and they go out and they do the stuff that never got them anything. They go out and they continue, they revisit the stuff that never got them anywhere. So they pray in tongues, they get excited in the kingdom of God, that the Holy Spirit's bouncing around inside them, they get on fire, and they go back to the same old that never produced any fruit. Maybe it's going and helping the poor. Maybe it's going out and door knocking and speaking to people who don't want to hear the word of God. Maybe it's doing other things, whatever. I don't know, knitting for Jesus. Whatever it is. But if you start praying in tongues, the Lord wants to start a new chapter in your life. He wants to put you on His path. He wants you to go forward in productive spiritual blessing. He wants to bless you so much. He wants you to walk in His perfect will. So you get a pastor, he starts praying, he gets on fire, and he says, "Honey, we're selling the house and we're going to India, or we're going to Africa, because that's where everybody goes when they get on fire for the Lord." Well, that may not be what God wants you to do. He may want you to do something else, and that's why you're not bearing fruit, because you're on the wrong path. You're being led by other people's ideas of what you should do instead of being led by what the Holy Spirit or the Lord or the Father wants you to do. He has works for you to do that are blessed from the foundation of the earth. The Bible says that He has organized them specifically for you so that you can walk in them and be blessed and have a reward at the end. Your salvation's free. You can't earn your salvation. But there are rewards to the kingdom of God that you can have for service. Service that God has asked. So what I would say to you is that maybe if you're not really doing so well, then what you could do is sit down and stop what you're doing or what you have been doing that hasn't really done very well. Maybe sit down for 3 months and just start praying and seeking God and looking for His direction, and forget about your misdirection. Forget about your dead works, because if you read in Hebrews chapter 6, it talks about the fundamental concepts of Jesus. And the first one is repentance from dead works. That's doing stuff that God never asked you to do, but because you think that's what God maybe wants you to do. The idea is to get full of God and to be led by Him. I know people they get full of, or they start praying in tongues and they get on fire, and they just go off doing other stuff until they find it doesn't work, and they have to go back, square one, sit down and start praying and say, "Lord, what do You want me to do with my life? What path do You want me to walk in?" And the Lord says, "If I can only untangle this rubbish that's in your head, if I can only untangle this agenda that you have that I didn't authorize, we can go and get stuff done." So I would suggest that you sit down and that you wait upon the Lord, and He will fill you and He will equip you and He will send you in the path that He wants you to go in. So I would suggest that you sit down and that you maybe pray, seek God, and meditate on the word, meditate on the Bible, meditate each day on the podcast, because this is food for you. Take time out to see if this works. It works for everybody else that sits down and does this plan. Every single person that I know that has sat down and done this gets traction. They start to move in the direction that they never thought that they would have. They start to see the fruit of the stuff that has been swirling around inside them for years, but they've never seen. And they start to get excited about it. And one of the hardest things for them to do is to sit down and wait on the Lord. They have to fight this strong urge to want to go off and do something that is not fully developed by the Lord inside them. They go off half-cocked. They go off half-cooked, and it doesn't taste nice. They have to go back and start again, or resume or pick up from where they left off. So that's my plan for you, is that you would sit down and wait for the Lord to equip you and to send you. You know, the Bible says in Romans, let him who ministers wait on his ministry. And there are other things as well. Let everybody wait on their stuff that God has for them. I know a guy who was going out making YouTube videos. He was praying for people on the street, seeing them healed. And I spoke to him and he said, you know what, I'm going to take 3 months off and I'm going to start praying and seeking the Lord and I'm going to learn of him. And you know what, this guy is going fantastic, greater than he has ever gone before. And he laughs now about the waste of time he did, the wasted time, the wasted effort he did in the name of God, which didn't get him anywhere, but now he's got real traction because he waited on the Lord. He let the Lord do the stuff inside him and reconfigure his walk and send him out in power, send him out in revelation, and he knew exactly what he was doing because the Lord worked with him. In the Gospel of Mark, it says in the last chapter, chapter 16, it says, and they went everywhere and the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word with signs following. You don't want to go to a town or go and do something the Lord didn't send you. You want to go where the Lord sends you. And then you get something happening. God backs his word up. He backs his direction up. He backs his plan up for you. So, just relax, enter into the rest, be full of God, and walk in Him, and you'll have a blessed life. He wants to heal and mend your broken life. He wants to heal and mend your broken path. He wants to put you on His path of righteousness. Okay, so we'll leave it there.